Psalm 92, verse 12, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. That's me. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. That's me. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. Verse 13 says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. So we find out this spiritual principle, those who are planted flourish.
Amen.
Those who are planted flourish. This is true of a church. This is true of a job. If the Lord leads you to a certain job or a certain place of employment, how many of you know we don't want to use our employer? Right? We're there to do a good job for our employer. And don't you know, you can't do a good job for your employer if while you're in your job, you're not all there. And when I mean all there, I mean you're working there, but you're looking longingly somewhere else. How many of you know you won't do your job justice? How many of you know you're not sowing good seed to your employer? Amen.
Amen.
Plant. It applies to a church. Plant yourself. This is true wherever God has called you. He's not planting you here. Absolutely no problem. The things I'm sharing with you will work wherever you go in life.
Amen.
Wherever you go in life, if you're going to progress, you got to give yourself entirely and you got to plant.
Amen.
Again, the man who tries to chase two rabbits, he doesn't get any.
Yes.
You can't look two ways at once. God's called us to focus. Amen?
Amen?
It's true of a mate. How many of you know once you get married, you make that decision, you plant?
Amen.
There's no sense in looking around.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Why? You've made a quality decision. You're planting forever. This is it.
Yes.
You don't entertain other thoughts. You don't entertain other ideas. You don't sit around all day and fantasize about what it might be like with somebody else. Or, oh boy, I bet he's a better husband. I bet she's a better wife. No, plant yourself. Be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for where you are. Give yourself entirely to the one you have. And you'll flourish. Your garden will grow.
Yes.
You'll prosper in your place. Amen?
Amen.
And we know this is true. The grass isn't greener on the other side.
Yes.
Sometimes you look at another couple and you say, oh, I bet it's so wonderful. If I was married to so-and-so, it would be so perfect, so wonderful. No, they got to deal with the same issues you got to deal with. Everything is exciting when it's new. But then the new wears off and then it's just me and you. Right? A new church is exciting, right?
Yeah.
And then after a while, some of the new wears off and then it's just me and you. But we shouldn't become familiar with ourselves.
Yes.
We shouldn't become familiar with each other.
Yes.
You shouldn't become familiar with me. I shouldn't become familiar with you. You shouldn't become familiar with your spouse.
Yes.
Amen.
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 I mean, you know, you're stuck with your spouse. You might as well sow good seeds toward them.
Hallelujah.
I mean, we're you know, if God's joined us together, we're stuck together. We might as well learn how to esteem one another so we can all come up together. That's the one thing we got to guard against is familiarity. Oh, well, that's just so-and-so. Oh, well, that's just my spouse. Oh, well, he always does that. Well, she always says that. He does that every time. Give him a break. Release some faith towards him.
Yes.
Begin to declare he doesn't always do that. God's working in his life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say plant.
Plant.
Give yourself entirely. Hallelujah. Our spouses deserve our best. Amen?
Amen?
Those that are closest to us. Isn't it true that those that are closest to us often get our worst? And those are the people that deserve our best. Isn't that the truth? Let's not become familiar with each other. Amen.
Amen.
Let's esteem one another highly. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all sign up for the marriage seminar. Amen. All right. That's my announcement. I don't have to announce it later. All right. Those who are planted will flourish. Those that are not planted with a single mind, they won't flourish. They'll never progress properly. We've got to be thankful for where we are. We've got to be thankful for what we've been given. We should be thankful for where God has put us. If God has given you a task or an assignment or instruction, be thankful for what you have. God's given you a place to help out or to serve. Thank God I have a place. I'm bringing forth eternal fruit. I'm going to reap eternal rewards. If you have a spouse, thank God I got a spouse. Thank God. You said I'd rather be alone. Thank God you're not alone. Let me just say this. There's advantages both ways. There's advantages to being single. If you want to be single and stay single, stay single. You can serve the Lord without care, without being preoccupied with the needs of your spouse, the Apostle Paul talks about. Amen? But there's benefits to being married. If you want to get married, believe God and get married to the right person.
Amen.
There's benefits to that. Amen? One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Amen?
Amen?
So just be thankful for where you are. Amen?
Yeah.
And keep pressing on in the plan of God, and all these things will be added unto you.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say, plant thyself. James chapter 1, verse number 5. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he'll receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So here it talks about a man who doubts. And the word doubt there actually means, are you listening?
Yeah.
The word doubt there, it's from the Greek word. The Greek words, diastatso. Di meaning two, statso places. It refers to a man who's trying to stand in two places at once. How many of you know you can't stand in two places at once? How many of you know you can't run over here and stand here and run over here and stand here? How many of you know you got to take your stand?
Yeah.
And it talks about a man who doubts, who diastatso. He tries to stand in two places. And it says, this man won't receive anything from the Lord.
Amen.
He won't progress. He'll be like a wave of the sea, just tossed to and fro, tossed to and fro. How many of you are ready for some stability?
Yeah.
How many of you are tired of just being tossed to and fro by this and that? And God wants to put greater stability in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Stability will come when we make quality decisions to give ourselves entirely to the instructions of God. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, I'm not double-minded.
I'm not double-minded.
I'm stable.
I'm stable.
This where it says here, it says he's a double-minded man. Double-minded means to be of two opinions. Don't you know we need to be of one mind?
Yeah.
Our mind is what God says. Our mind is on the Word of God. Our mind is on the instructions of God. And then what will happen? We'll be stable in our ways. Amen?
Yeah.
Everybody say, I'm focused.
I'm focused.
I'm stable.
I'm stable.
I'm strong.
I'm strong.
I'm steady.
I'm steady.
I'm growing.
I'm growing.
I'm increasing.
I'm increasing.
I'm planted.
I'm planted.
God has a good plan.
God has a good plan.
For my life. The grass isn't greener.
The grass isn't greener.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Everybody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you've given me.
For what you've given me.
For what you're saying to me.
For what you're saying to me.
I rejoice in it.
I rejoice in it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For my God-given task.
For my God-given task.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
My life
has eternal impact.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.